Regina, the Saskatchewan Soccer Association is giving people with debilitating injuries a chance to play the game they love, Power Chair Soccer. Power Chair Soccer comprises of four athletes on each team trying to hit a 13-inch ball past the goalpost, where each side has a goalie. The game is played in two 20-minute halves. The athletes use power chairs funded through the SASC sports grants. Each chair costs nearly $13,000 CAD, and the league has access to various guards that attach in front of each power chair. Jennifer Wood, idea coordinator with the SASC Soccer Association, discussed the meaning behind a sport that gives people a chance to play a unique style of soccer. Jennifer Wood has worked in wheelchair sports for several years now. Courtesy of Martin Oldhughes, "It's really important, as everyone deserves a chance to participate in sports, my friend, and I always say sports is a platform. It builds so much more about each person. It gives people a community and opportunity to get out of the house and just be active." The programming runs weekly at the Wiscana Rehabilitation Center in Regina. Students from the University of Regina Kinesiology Program volunteer to aid the players, while coaches train the players on their techniques and teach the rules of the game. One of those coaches works for the Power Chair Soccer League in Alberta. Wood mentioned how the province has multiple competitive power chair soccer teams, so the insight the coach gives them has been valuable. Wood also discussed the reason behind her decision to join the program. She worked with the SASC Wheelchair Sports Association for around 5 years and noticed a lack of sports for power chair athletes to participate in. So when a position opened for the program through the SASC Soccer Association, Wood jumped at the chance to coordinate it. She finds this as a neat way to be a part of a sport with inclusion, diversity, equality, and accessibility. The lack of sports for power chair athletes in SASC was in large part due to the tragic passing of Chris Pearson years ago. Pearson was a player in the wheelchair sports community and an incredible advocate for sports, said Wood. At one point, Pearson ran programs for athletes with debilitating injuries. One wheelchair player who felt its impact was Jamie McKenzie, who is currently participating in power chair soccer himself. Jamie McKenzie, 53, is a power chair soccer player and dreams of becoming a coach one day in the sport. Courtesy of Martin Oldhughes, McKenzie said, "Pearson meant a lot to the community. He brought the power chair soccer in, but he never got to see the dream of seeing it really go very far." McKenzie has been vocal about growing the sport and starting a league one day. He started participating in power chair soccer because it lets him be active while playing sports. He added SASC lacked any power chair soccer sports until the recent program introduced by the SASC Soccer Association. McKenzie eventually wants to become a coach for the sport, but he is more focused on learning the game and helping it grow first. McKenzie and Wood are planning to head to Saskatoon in February to attend a one-day festival where the players from Regina face power chair soccer players from Saskatoon. Right now, the players in Regina scrimmage and test their wheelchairs. The test ensures the players do not go over the speed limit for the game, which is 10 miles per hour. If Wood could obtain her goal for the sport in 5 years, she would love to have four teams in the province play against each other monthly in different areas while continuing the weekly program. While her dream is far away, Wood is encouraged by the interest in the program. She said 12 or 13 people in the Regina area came out to try the sport this summer. Wood added that one of the players in the program comes all the way from Swift Current. As for McKenzie, he would love to see Pearson's dream of growing wheelchair sports come true, because he's the one who started it back all those years ago.